Hi guys, so day 4 of 7-day podcast challenge is now live. The topic that we're going to discuss about today is how to connect your audience with your content. You just have to keep 5 things in mind, according to me. The first and the very foremost thing being, your content has to be very relatable with your audience. It has to make a deep connection with their day-to-day activities and their lives. Only then can they feel what you're trying to say, what you're trying to depict in terms of your content. Point number 2. It has to provide some kind of information, some kind of knowledge, something that people are not aware of. Something will become an add-on to their lives, or even those things which they might be aware of, but they need constant reminders to make themselves aware and alive of those topics. So this is point number 2. You have to provide some kind of knowledge and information. Point number 3. No matter what your content is all about, you have to be very passionate about that topic. You have to show that passion, that you are interested in that topic, in the depiction of that topic, in the knowledge of that topic, and you want to provide massive value to your audience. That connection, my friends, is very important. And if you're not passionate, it will not come out in your videos, in your talks, in your content. If you don't do it consistently, it's not gonna make a connection with your audience. So please remember, you always have to be very passionate about your niche, about your topic that you want to talk about. Point number 4. Over-deliver. This is one lesson I've recently learned from one of my online mentors, Rahul Bhatnagar, that no matter what you do, always over-deliver than your audience's expectations. This trait will bring in credibility and reliability of your content, and people would always look forward to see more and get more value from your content, because they know whatever you're showing on the face, you're always gonna give over. So please remember, you have to over deliver all the time. And lastly, you have to be real. Your content has to be authentic. It should not look copied. It should not look a cheaper version of a renowned influencer. So you have to do whatever small or big effort that you put in. You have to put your heart and soul into it and make sure that it looks absolutely real and authentic. You don't have to copy anyone. You can get inspired from a lot of people, but don't copy anybody else's style. Don't use very fancy English words that you might not even know the meaning of. But just for the sake of looking fancy and looking real, please don't do that. So probably I'll keep it very short this time. And these are the 5 basic ways to connect with your content, with your audience, I mean. And thank you so much, and we'll get back to you tomorrow again. Good night.